Welcome to our podcast. We're so glad you could join us. Today, we have a real treat planned for you. I'm Cynthia.
And I'm Lily. And today, we are going to be playing What Am I? If you don't already know, it's basically a game where one person thinks of something and gives clues to the other person who has to try and guess what it is.
There will be three clues, and after each clue, the other person gets one guess. If they didn't guess right after the third clue, the answer is revealed.
And if you couldn't already guess, our theme for today is food. Specifically, foods from around the world. Come along as we explore some of the best of what the world has to offer. Now, onto our first food, which comes from Europe. Alright, here's clue number one. It is a German fast food dish.
The only German food I really know is schnitzel, so is it that?
It is not.
Dang it.
On to clue number two. It is made of bite-sized pieces of sausage.
Oh man, I have no clue. Keep going.
Alright, here is the last clue. It is topped with curry ketchup, which is a condiment which is similar to a spiced ketchup.
I have no clue, but it sounds really good. I should try it.
Yeah, the food is called currywurst.
Now for a food from Africa. Clue number one. It's found in West African culture in countries such as Sierra Leone and Nigeria.
Oh boy, I don't think I know what it is yet.
All right, well, clue number two. It's made through a method of pounding and mixing cassava and or plantains with water and stirring it on a stove.
Sounds familiar, but I'm still not too sure. Why don't you give me the last clue?
All right, clue number three. It's molded with the fingers into a small ball, and then it's dipped into soup or a sauce.
I've definitely heard of this before, and I've read about it, but I can't remember what it's called.
All right, it's called fufu.
Oh, wow, that sounds delicious. All right, that's it for Europe and Africa. Now for a quick break, and we'll be heading to South America and Asia.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. Now for a food from South America.
All right, here is my first clue. It is a Peruvian food that is served often during brunch or lunch.
Is it tamales?
Close, but not quite.
Oh.
Next clue. It is made of raw fish and is often coated with citrus juices.
I have no clue, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, here's your last clue. This food is served cold and spiced with ají, chili peppers, red onions, salt, and cilantro.
Ooh, I love those spices, but I have zero clue. What is it, Lily?
The food is called ceviche. And now for our final food, which is from Asia.
All right, so clue number one. It has over 100 years of history in China. The story behind it goes that a scholar was studying for exams, and his wife brought him this food in a special way, and so the name of this food was born.
I'm not quite sure yet. Why don't you give me the next clue?
All right, so this is a dish sold at various small shops, and it's a cheap, quick, and easy lunch-type food.
Is it a type of noodle, maybe?
It is! You're getting close!
Ooh.
All right, clue number three. It's served in a large bowl of boiling hot soup, and it's often made with chicken or pork and seasoning such as ginger.
I'm not sure what the specific name of the noodle is.
All right, well, it's called crossing the bridge noodles because his wife crossed the bridge to get him a big bowl of noodles and he aced his exam.
Wow, that's so lovely.
That's it for today, folks. Thanks for joining us on this journey around the world.
Hopefully, you learned a little something about international foods because I know I sure did. And we encourage you to go out and try some of them if you have a chance. It's always a great day to try something new.
Anyways, we're heading out. Signing off from Cynthia
and Lily.